Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The Israeli military says it's launched a targeted operation in central Gaza overnight. It's happening on the outskirts of the Al-Nusayrat refugee camp, where at least five Palestinians have been killed. Several others were injured in an airstrike that targeted a school and a residential building. Hani Mahmoud has more from Rafah in southern Gaza.
An Israeli statement that said that the limited incursion and operation in the northern part of the central part of the Gaza Strip, mainly Nusayrat refugee camp, an area between Wadi Gaza and the outskirts of the Nusayrat refugee camp, is directed at dismantling infrastructure for Hamas operatives in the area. But so far, the reports that we're getting from the central area, we see more of the residential homes are being targeted, as well as the public facilities and infrastructure at the outskirts of the city.
The United Nations Aid Agency for Children says that one of its vehicles has been hit by live ammunition. UNICEF said Israeli soldiers shot the vehicle while it was waiting to enter northern Gaza. And this came hours after Israel assassinated three sons and four grandchildren of Hamas's political leader Ismail Haniyeh on Wednesday. It happened at the Al-Shati refugee camp in the north of the Gaza Strip. Israel says his sons were Hamas operatives and that it targeted a vehicle they were traveling in. This attack comes at a time when ceasefire talks are being held. Speaking to Al Jazeera, Haniyeh said the killings would only strengthen Hamas's resolve.
They believe that if they kill or assassinate leaders or their next of kin, that we will abandon our people, that we will abandon our resistance. They are mistaken. This noble blood that is spilled, including my own children, will harden our resolve, make us more defiant, more adamant to continue to march on this road, the road of struggle and resistance, until we win our freedom and the lawful rights of the Palestinian peoples are restored.
And in other news, severe floods are affecting towns and cities across southern Russia and Kazakhstan after Europe's third longest river burst its banks. More than 100,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. The water level of the Ural River in the southern Russian city of Orenburg has reached record highs.
Coming up on The Take, how much of Americans' tax dollars are spent on war? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.